You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from the suburb of Heathcote over in Ōtautahi Christchurch, they've just released a new track called Grain by Grain, a new single for their new record, which is dropping in August, called Castle Hill. Please, please give some attention and some love here to Mel Parsons, who we're going to be talking to about this new track and their new tour and album announcement. Good morning to you, Mel. How are we doing?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks, Zach. How are you going?
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you. I've had a very busy weekend, as I mentioned earlier. My partner graduated, so
good.
Been super busy. But yeah, you're joining the Second Timers Club here on Breakfast, which is awesome.
Yes.
Super happy to have you on the Second Timers
Club. That must mean that the first time went well, or went okay.
Yes, you've redeemed yourself for another time. What's bringing you to Heathcote at the moment?
Heathcote, well, that's where we're staying at the moment. We're actually doing some earthquake repairs on our house in Littleton.
So, whoa!
I know, 15 years on.
Holy hecka.
I know. So look, we're just through the tunnel on the sunny side for a little bit, but we won't be too far away. We'll be back in the gritty port really soon. So,
was it a house that was very affected by the earthquakes when they happened?
Sort of. It was just like a pretty out of level floor. Like the floor was, you could kind of from the down the hallway, you could put a wine bottle on one side of it, and it would roll to the other, like across the hallway. that kind of a vibe. So yeah.
Oh, that's not very good.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a great party house. It was a great house to have young kids in, that's for sure.
My room's on a bit of a lean, so when I have to do anything on my computer, I'm sort of like, on maybe a 15-degree angle or something.
You need like a self-leveler, eh?
Yeah, well, I'm leaving that house relatively soon, so I don't have to worry about it too much.
Nice.
But last time we talked, it was about a track called Brick by Brick. Now we've got Grain by Grain. Are you going for a Catan theme here?
Yeah.
Settlers of Catan, have sheep by sheep, stone by stone.
I know. Someone actually, you know what? It's slightly embarrassing because I didn't even clock that until someone pointed it out the other day, and I was like, oh my god, that is, yeah, you're quite right. I actually should have just named every track something by something, and you know, just accepted it.
Are you a fan of Catan at all?
Is that like the meditative?
That's the board game Catan.
Oh,
Settlers of Catan, Klaus Tuber's Settlers of Catan. Not familiar.
Not familiar.
Oh, true. Familiar. It's funny though, because grain and bricks are both a resource in that game.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah.
Okay, I got you now. Maybe I'll have to get my publisher to send them a pitch or something for this music.
Yeah, they could sponsor the tour or something.
Yeah, totally. Look, we'll take what we can get.
You've said that this song is a bit of an ocean metaphor about how the beach is washed and worn, only to be built back again in a different way. Do you often draw symbolism from the ocean?
I think I just draw from the, you know, the natural world all around, I guess. And there's something about, I mean, it's certainly not unique to me, but there's something about the water and probably particularly the ocean that, I don't know, it just kind of grounds you or something. I don't know. I'm sounding really airy-fairy, but
no, totally. It's a mysterious, it's a mysterious force.
Yeah, and I think what I was heading for with this one was, just that thing of, you know, just that fascinating thing, the way that on every single tide, the beach changes and it, you know, one day the tide might just completely change the beach and just take a whole lot of sand away, and then the next day it's kind of like always the same but always different, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did have a cheeky look on your Instagram, and recently you did post a few different beach videos, I assume, around the Littleton area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And look, I'll take a beach wherever I can, if I'm honest.
Oh man,
I grew up at the beach, so I'm pretty
It's a deep connection there.
It's a deep connection, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, when you're thinking about that beach metaphor about, you know, things being washed away and built back, are you likening that to your own life?
I think yes and no. I think there's the sense of just accepting the fact that you know, you're just constantly getting broken down, and then not in like a depressing way, but just, you know, things are always impacting you and then you're changing and shifting and building back in different ways. So it's like a, yeah, look, it's very deep and meaningful, Zach. It's but yeah, no, I don't know. Sometimes I when I write, I don't always write like I'm like, right, I'm gonna set out
with intentional meaning.
100%, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the song will just fall out and then it's like, oh yeah, okay, I see where my kind of subconscious brain was heading with that.
Mm.
It's always exciting. Look, sometimes it's heading nowhere, you know. I wrote a song called Brick by Brick, and that's pretty that's pretty straightforward.
Oh, I do appreciate a lot of the touching lyrics on here, like with the passage, falling off the wagon is not the end, even when it feels that way, my friend, ask will I ever be whole again, you will my friend, which feels like a comfort to someone who's kind of hit rock bottom. That's how I interpret it, at least.
Yeah, and, I think so.
How long did it take for you to sort of be able to reassure yourself and realise that things can get better when you're at your lowest?
I'm a funny one because I've just always, ever since I was quite small, I've been a sort of a real optimist. But within that, you know, like I definitely dip down and I have times where I'm, you know, not unwell, but, you know, dark or things are not great. I think I just always have a sense that of knowing that it's a, you know, there's the high highs and the low lows, and you sort of can't experience
one without the other.
100%. Yeah, so yeah. It's like if you want a really flat life with no downtimes, then you kind of don't have the same capacity to experience the upsides, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I feel like I think I have that that feeling within me, I guess, of accepting that when things are really down and, you know, the shit's kind of hitting the fan, you just have to roll with it, and it's or sit with it and accept that it's just shit for a little bit, and then, you know, it will eventually, you know, sooner or later roll back up and be good again, you know.
Mm. And I love that idea because it feels like kind of a reciprocal thing. I don't really know how to expound beyond that, but
no,
I like
yeah.
that there is variation. And
I think so. I just think, I mean, that's sort of life, you know, for me, it's just a, you know, there's ups and downs and you can't, and I think it's just that thing of if you have an expectation that it's always going to be great, you know, or you're always going to be feeling box of birds when you get up in the morning, then you're kind of just going to be disappointed all the time, you know? So it's just if you... Yeah, just it's just an acceptance, I guess, of the ups and downs, I think.
Yeah, to quote Frank Sinatra, that's life, baby.
Love it. I love a good Monday morning Frank Sinatra quote.
The new album, Castle Hill, is set to release on August 7th. It's where the song is going to be coming on. You've got a new tour in late August and early September. You're going to be playing in Otipoti Saturday 29th of August at Glenry Auditorium. Are we feeling ready to embark on this next tour?
Oh, look, I'm so pumped. I just, you know, I'm sure you know already, but just touring, the touring side of it is
You're
my favorite.
You're a creature of tours, yeah.
I am a creature of tours, and it's just my favorite, hands down, you know. So I'm constantly, you know, I wish we could tour more, to be honest. but it's going to be a really cool one. We're playing all lovely theatres and, including your beautiful auditorium down there. And yeah, I just love it, and it's always cool when I can bring the band out on the road as well.
Mm, awesome. The album is named after the place it was recorded, which is a tiny town / village in like central Otago somewhere. It's near Mount Cheeseman, I saw on Google Maps, which is a hilarious name.
Yes, it is.
What about this area sort of appealed to you for recording?
To be honest, that's the proximity to here in Christchurch was quite appealing. But also we had access to a really beautiful big lodge up in the mountains. So Josh just dismantled his studio and set it up there for a week, and we just had full immersion. So we all stayed. All stayed on site and just you know, recorded all day and all night, and you know, ate some great food and went swimming in the river, and you know, just had a real kind of yeah, a full immersion, I suppose, is how I would describe it. But it's a great, I really like recording in that way, just kind of going all in rather than, you know, going back to your kind of daily life each day. Is a bit of, it sort of breaks the mood a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Totally. New inspo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hashtag new inspo.
Love it.
Last year, you were a finalist in the AMA Album of the Year, the Tate Music Prize, and Best Folk Artist at the AMAs as well. This year, you're continuing that nomination streak. You've been nommed as the Best Folk Artist at the AMAs later this month in May. Will you be there in person?
I will, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty much always there. It's a great, it's a great celebration. It's great fun. It's a great catch-up with you know, all your mates and, mm-hmm. and yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's always a cool show.
Mean, I'm gonna be there as well.
Oh,
in
amazing!
May.
Yeah,
cool. Do you have any tips or tricks for a first timer?
Oh, look,
do's and don'ts.
Just make sure you hit that red carpet. Get in early. Hit that red carpet and
enjoy the canapés.
100% Yeah. I would say I think it's actually in a different venue this year, but. Look, it's always great. It's just, it's funny. Some people get a bit intimidated by it, but honestly, it is just a celebration of our industry. You know what we do: people that play music, people that support, people play. You know, just the whole ecosystem. So it's a really fun night, and it'll be a cool show.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for those wise words, and thank you very much for coming on the program today. I appreciate it lots. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations for our last for our lovely listeners out there?
Look, I just hope you all have a fantastic week. That's all. Just get up, make your bed. That's always a good way to go. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I'll just see you out on the road. Hopefully, hopefully see you guys down there in the end of August.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're feeling a bit lost, go to the beach, you know, and play this song on repeat.
100%. Yeah. And the other thing is, yeah, I guess just on your Spotify's, etc. If you just hit play and then repeat overnight, it'll be good.
So if you buy 5 phones and then create a little streaming farm.
100%. Yeah. And then if you tag me in that, then we can be mates. Yeah. Just game the system, eh?
Oh, man. Amen to that. Thank you so much, Mel. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll see you up at the awards.
Yeah. Hell yeah. See you there,
mate. Oh, mate. Okay. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
That was Mel Parsons joining us from Heathkit in Christchurch. We're talking to Mel about her latest track, Grain by Grain, which is out wherever you find your music. It's going to be on her new album, Castle Hill, which is releasing August 7th. She'll be playing in Dunedin on Saturday, the 29th of August, at the Glenroy Auditorium. And we're going to play that track for you now. Here's Mel Parsons with Grain by Grain at 9:30. We will be doing a quiz, so stay tuned for that as well. Mi amigos. Here's Mel Parsons with Grain by Grain.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.